Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guy just hit me up on social media, Mike. He said, I think Monty Harris was just like, what are you going to do, pull me? I got the hottest bat in baseball right now.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, no, it's you can laugh. It's stupid. It's dumb. It was a dumb move.
I mean,
Braves fans, again, I'm done arguing with some of these Braves fans. When a guy bunts who's got the hottest bat on the team with the bases loaded, nobody
makes no
out.
Sense. Makes no sense.
It's dumb.
But
I'm sorry to say, it doesn't make Michael Harris dumb. It was just a dumb execution at the plate. It made no sense.
But he's got a point. What's they going to do? Like, isn't it played this off afterwards? Most managers would have lost. Bobby, what do you guys think Bobby Cox would have said?
I know. But again, does the tenor change when the season's over?
Of course it does, which is what I've been telling you guys all along.
But again, he let Kelnick off the hook for a boneheaded play.
What'd you expect me to do?
And that's when the season was still on and not lost.
That's what he said. What'd you expect me to do? I'm laughing because it is kind of funny when you say, I'm bad. Look what I did. Look, I got the best turnaround in Major League Baseball and tried to lay down a bunt. He gave his reasoning why, and I'm talking about Monty Harris. If you missed last night, Braves do win. But that moment, unprecedented from the standpoint of who gave you the sign? What was the sign at third base to bunt? I didn't see it. And luckily, it worked out for the Braves. 404-726-0929. If you're just joining us, the big news is about our Falcons, and we're going to continue to talk about Caleb McGarry suffering an injury at practice today, lower leg injury, carted off. We're waiting on the results of this MRI. And as soon as we know, we'll tell you. But the other part of this, and it's really a two-parter because it's not just – Caleb McGarry. And Reese, he says, Dukes, August 4, 2025, this guy signed a 2-year, $30 million extension. And then he screams, this happens? Yes, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, happened to Sam Baker. We got remember him back in the day? That was another tackle here on the Falcons and had some injury issues over the years and seemingly would always happen after he got a contract extension.
That's right.
Back in the day for Thomas Dimitroff, a guy that he moved up back in the first round to get out of USC back in the day. But, yeah, this is just the sheer blind luck. Guys, we're seeing more injuries in all the sports across the boards. We've talked about it. But this one just sucks because if it was simply Caleb McGarry, yeah, that's major. But when you lose Storm Norton, who has shown the ability to plug in, at right tackle and do a good job, and now he's not available to you for at least 6 to 8 weeks, according to Adam Schefter, because he's having an ankle surgery after we were told he just missed some time. Because he was held out of some practices as well.
Yeah, not good. It's just not good. All right, more on that coming up. Also, a little bit later on this hour, We will talk more about what Raheem Morris had to say in regards to what the approach is going to be for this third preseason game. Some guys are playing, by the way, and he gave a really good response on Billy Bowman. Mike, who's vying for one of those spots in the secondary.
Like his
about
game,
him.
Man. I like him.
Well, look, you like his energy. You know, what he did at Oklahoma, he was a ball hawk. And, again, sometimes you get to the NFL and it takes a minute. And then there are guys that just translate immediately. He feels like he's a guy that gets it immediately. More on that coming up. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1. The big story around the league is Anthony Richardson. His agent now saying there's a big trust factor between the quarterback and the organization after they make the announcement that Daniel Jones is going to start. This was Richardson on losing the Colts starting spot.
You know, you got to respect the decision. You know, they feel like he's a better fit for the team, better fit for the outcome of us winning. So you just got to respect it and just keep working. You know, that doesn't undermine any other work I've been putting in. Doesn't say that I have to improve. You know, I'm proud of the improvement I've made. Shane is also proud of that. So we got to keep stacking on that. Just keep getting better.
Respect the decision, if you didn't understand.
Right. And, you know, he's put the work in. Shane Steichen yesterday said it might be good to have him watch from the sideline. I mean, like there's no experience like the real thing. Some guys can watch and learn, like Aaron Rodgers, right? We know there's more than one way to do it. Patrick Mahomes got to watch for a year or two behind Alex Smith and plugged in. So, you know, there's more than one way to get there. But, you know, his hits that he's taking publicly in Indianapolis, he doesn't look like he's capable. I mean, hopefully he can figure things out and the light goes on.
Yeah.
But he's making rudimentary bad decisions. That's some of the things they got to fix.
Here is Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Colts. This is the part Mike was mentioning yesterday. Doesn't want a quick leash on Daniel Jones. So what he's telling you is Daniel Jones could throw 2 picks in a game. They could be down. He's playing terrible. He's not bringing in Anthony Richardson. Listen.
Daniel Jones will be our starting quarterback this season. You know, I don't want to have a quick leash on that. I feel confident in his abilities.
So, boy, that goes back to, man, you really, really don't like what Anthony Richardson is doing. It's funny because we were debating what is a blind side, what's not. A blind side when Anthony Richardson got nailed in the preseason game.
He didn't see it.
He never saw it. He never looked that way. He got squished by a linebacker who never picked up because he was – and again, I saw some of the breakdowns from some of the retired quarterbacks that do a lot of stuff, like Kurt Benkert and other guys on social media that say that's a basic play you got to pick up. So that, you know, it's not the worst thing, but it still was an eyebrow raiser when a guy says, yo, man, I need to get off the field. Son, you're the starting quarterback. You don't come off the field, you know, unless your leg is facing the wrong direction. You got to stay out there. That happened last year, lost some of the locker room, got benched. So, look, he can still get back there and be a starter. You brought up the proposition of maybe if Daniel Jones does catch some traction and gets good, maybe trading Anthony Richardson to a team that says they can fix him.
Yeah, because, the talent, he's young. Don't know what the compensation would look like. One more thing from Shane Steichen, the Colts coach, that is. Here on Dukes and Bell. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Saying that, look, the way Richardson has to look at this is he still is just a play away.
AR was great. He knows that he still needs to develop and learn, and he knows that he's one play away.
Okay. That gives him a lot of confidence. Mike, this is going to be a problem. Anthony Richardson thinks he should be the starter. His agent's already in his ear saying they don't trust you. You probably need to demand a trade. We'll see where it goes. But right now, the Colts don't have to do anything. He's under contract.
No, it's got all the earmarks of a quarterback controversy. You brought in a guy who had a chance to be a starter. You know, like it was one of those kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't with the Giants back in the day with Daniel Jones. We'll see. Is this second act going to be Jim Plunkett? Or is he going to suck? Is he going to Gardner Minshew this for a couple of weeks? And eventually, by the time we play them in Berlin, Richardson's back on the field? That might be a good scenario for the Falcons. We'll find out.
Hey, Cam Hayward, Mike, practice with the Steelers despite still seeking a new deal.
So that's a sit-in, right? That's he's in. He's good. He's holding in.
Right.
Not holding out. I love him. I think he's a good dude. Known him for, I told him every time someone, guys get mad at me when I'm crapping on players, I'm just doing a reality check. Not many guys at that stage of their career are going to get a bump, right, at age 36 going into this year.
Yeah, it's hard. I do think they'll do something because they really like him, but this has got to be it. I mean, like, he did this last year, I thought, and then they ended up giving
him some static,
a
right?
Yeah, man. Meanwhile, the Vikings reportedly exploring a trade option for their veteran wide receiver as Jordan Addison. They're trying to get one. Is going to miss the first 3 games due to a suspension. Guys, that includes our game with the Vikings. Remember that. They won't have Jordan Addison. So Rondale Moore, bless him, out for the season. with another knee injury. And so they're like trying to figure out they're going to have to make a trade for another wide receiver. Travis Hunter, upper body injury. And while we're talking about injuries, he did participate in practice on Tuesday, but only in alignment and assignments period. He did not actually do physical contact. But, Mike, we got a report about Lamar Jackson today. Apparently his hand got stepped on at practice. It sounds like he's okay, but, you know, when you get these reports, and again, you're talking about the quarterbacks, you're like, right. Uh-oh.
Is that the throwing hand? Do we know?
The report is stepped on at practice. If flexing, he appeared to be flexing his wrist, and so do not know if it was the throwing hand.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, but I got three stories. I'm looking at Twitter, but nobody says left hand or right hand.
Yes, nobody's saying
it. This is an important part of the equation because he throws it with his right hand. Hey, man, the Commanders and Terry McLaurin, he's off the PUP list, had that ankle injury, had the holdout for training camp. Now he's off the PUP list, but he's not going to be back on the practice field just yet. I'm not going to play. Where's Waldo moving forward, said Dan Quinn. So we're clear on that. Crystal.
Are we clear?
Crystal. So we'll see when he gets out there. He goes, I don't have a date circled on my whiteboard in my office, said DQ. Good news is we're getting closer to that for sure. He wants a new contract. No indication that they're even close, according to the Washington Post. Great fantasy performer.
Yes, he is.
And a big glue guy. And him with Debo, with Jaden Daniels, is a hell of a show, isn't it?
Of course.
And we'll see them.
I just think, for those of you who are like, how good is he? This is about where the market is. And this is a guy that's put up 5,000-yard seasons consecutively. He deserves to get paid. And when you go look at the marketplace and you say, okay, well, what are his peers getting? The problem is he may not be as good as a Chase, Mike, or other guys at the top of this list, but he's not that far behind. And so I think the Commanders are trying to play this game where they want to pay him, but they don't want to pay him full market value, and that's why there's been the holdup. Meanwhile, can I hear Aaron Glenn talk about Justin Fields and the critics of his passing? This is his new head coach, Aaron Glenn, for the New York Jets. Fields, by the way, and remember, Jets, Steelers, week one. Facing old teams, it'll be Aaron Rodgers and it'll be Justin Fields facing his other team. But this is what AG said about his quarterback.
Obviously, it's very much a passing league. Is there any concern about your ability to go downfield and whatnot?
Who says it's a passing league?
Isn't it a passing league? Isn't
that kind of... The team that won the Super Bowl, what were they in passing? 29th.
Yeah.
What were they in running? First.
Defense, too, obviously.
Well, we talked about offense and... Then everything is falling down because we throw six passes. You know, then I mean, he's Johnny Unitas when we throw four passes. You know, so it bothers me, and I laugh at it quite a bit. But the thing is, I understand it because that's the noise that happens on the outside. That's how guys can't really listen to.
That's cool. It's fun. They have the defense. No, you're talking about the offense. And see, Jalen Hurts, this is kind of, I guess Aaron is kind of fueling the fire for people who disrespect Jalen Hurts when you got Saquon Barkley. But, you know, I do know in the Super Bowl, he made some big throws to blow that game wide open.
Absolutely. But here's the other part of this. There's nothing wrong with playing to your strengths.
Right.
Like, there are going to be games, and there should be games. That's Zach Robinson, our OC. The Bijan should touch the ball 30 times, Mike. Combined. Whether it's catching the ball out of backfield, whether it's tosses, whatever you want it to be, there should be certain games. Play to your strengths. I have no problem with that. But I do agree with Aaron Glenn. Like, that's the problem. Everybody wants Justin Fields to throw the ball 45 times a game and say, hey, see, he can do it. He doesn't have to. If they have a strong running game and a good defense, Mike, he's going to be just like other quarterbacks around the league.
Back in the old days, believe it or not, guys, quarterbacks called their own play. Broadway Joe Namath.
That's right.
He only threw it 28 times for 206 yards in the Super Bowl. He knew that the Colts were trying to stop the passing game. They could run. He called up Matt Snell. He ran for 121 yards. Was the MVP. So, I mean, to your point, you go with what works, you play the strengths. I just do feel that despite having Saquon Barkley, I still think that Jalen Hurts doesn't get enough respect.
I agree. I do agree with that. And I got him in my top tier quarterbacks. I'm with you on that. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let me and Mike know what you're thinking about this injury situation with the Falcons. What's your concern level? Day-Day, let's put up a poll, man, because some Falcon fans right now, I just saw a meme where, you know, the crowd changes. You know, it's all calm, and then all of a sudden people start going crazy. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's Falcon Twitter today. It's like, hey, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden it's not. But this is where, again, the front office has to show, Mike, It's not just about drafting. You got to have a plan for when things like this happen and you go, all right, we're still going to be able to operate the way we want to.
Right, man. Hopefully they're scouting other teams because, look, unless somebody is really, you know, burning it up as a rookie tackle, as a second-round pick or something, and a guy that maybe the team feels is overpaid, that's the guys who get cut, the older guys with a contract or, you know, some injury stuff. But to try to find elite tackle play, elite, to quote Kirby, this late in preseason, that's threading a needle. That's not easy.
That it is not. We've got more to get to. More on the Falcons coming up. But when we come back, boy, he's shown us a lot. And guess what? We're about to see another rookie of the year. It's Dukes and Bell.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It is Dukes and Bell. Look, just to change gears for a sec, because we will continue to talk about it. It is a big story with Caleb McGarry getting injured at practice today and then finding out Storm Norton. Oh, he had surgery yesterday. Really? He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. But here's what's crazy about this city and our world right now. Things are turned upside down. There's an unbelievable amount of expectation for our Falcons, and rightfully so. It starts with Michael Penix and kind of trickles down from there. And then, you know, you look at the Braves and what the expectations were for them to start the season and then how things have gone. And it's just, it's crazy, and it's upside down because have you watched these last few games?
Right.
And they're scoring 9, 10, 12 runs, and you're like, where was any of this when we needed it? Like, where was this when we needed to take that turn to maybe really attempt to turn the season around?
When we couldn't hit, we couldn't. Remember all those men we left? We probably left, dude, we left like battalions of men on base.
On base.
You know, by the time, you know, it was, we dug so big a hole before the All-Star break. And again, you know, we thought maybe we'd be sellers. You couldn't even sell your assets there, like you guys like Iglesias and Ozuna for whatever reason. But now you got Money Harris with that new stance, bunt attempt aside, just kicking butt. Matt Olson's an Iron Man, just passed Pete Rose. How about that, by the way?
Pretty impressive.
I mean, that you can't sneeze at that. But yeah, this is a team that it's Murphy's Law. You get all these injuries, everybody on the pitching staff gets knocked out, and then the team starts to put up like softball type numbers at the plate.
Bryce Elder, by the way, not any good last night. It's just more reinforcement to the big question heading to the offseason, which is this for me. Who do you truly trust as a starter pitching? For your starting pitching?
Chris Sale.
That's it. That's it. Don't say Spencer Strider, because you don't. That's it. So that's an offseason thing that's down the road. But I will tell you this. As all the positives, Mike, and I said I wanted to see progress, we're seeing it with a bunch of guys you just mentioned. The guy that I really am excited about is Drake Baldwin. And the reason is because when we were saying he looks like he gets it, he's ready for this. And they weren't playing him. Mm-hmm. He didn't pout. He just did whatever they asked him to do, and Now he's getting his opportunity, and guess what? Every time he comes up in a big spot, tell me I'm lying, he comes through like he did last night.
Baldwin line drive, and it drops! Great delivers! And Atlanta has taken the lead in the eighth!
He is about the moment, Mike.
Right?
And look, we know Acuña is. He's already shown us that. Acuña for life. There are certain guys on this team that you just trust in certain situations more than others. But I got to tell you, we're about to see another Rookie of the Year, guys. Baldwin's going to win this thing. And when Michael Money Harris won it a few years ago, again, the Braves, Mike, went all in and said, okay, and paid him early. And I don't know what they're going to do with Drake Baldwin. They don't have to do anything. But my point is, the talent from your core, because he's going to be a part of that now, it just got better with Baldwin.
Batting 273 for the month. OPS right now at 722, 799 for the season.
Mm.
I didn't like him not having those days off against the Guardians, too. I mean, like, I get it, Ozuna. I mean, look, with all due respect to Marcell Ozuna, we love the big bear, but, I mean, you do get an extra pick. There is a carrot on a stick. You know, as we found out, Oren brought this up the other day. You get an extra draft pick in the amateur draft if you have the Rookie of the Year to encourage teams to not sit on players the way the Braves did for Ronald Acuña his rookie year, which had Carl and I, if you weren't listening to the show back then, furious, and eventually did get out there. And that idea is to have an extra year of control.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in an effort to not do that, they'll give you an extra pick. So let's go get that extra pick, and let's get this guy as many at-bats as possible down the stretch, Carl.
Absolutely. Here's Baldwin, by the way. Thanks to FanDuel Sports Network, talking about these high-scoring games that we've had the last few nights.
Yeah, I mean, it's just go inning by inning, pitch by pitch, and try to get the most out of your pitchers as you can. I mean, it seemed like everything was fine in a hole these past couple nights, and, I mean, our offense was incredible to come back both times. I mean, today we ended up with the win, but go pitch by pitch and keep grinding with them.
Yeah, look, he's got all the intangibles, the right attitude, blah, blah, blah. Should have been playing a lot more, but that's neither here nor there. We got another guy to look forward to heading into next season. And we get a chance to watch him through the end of the year, Mike, next month. He gets me excited about what's going to potentially happen with this team. How much turnover are we going to have? Guys, the only turnover should be with the starting pitching rotation. Honestly, that's where the turnover is going to be. That doesn't mean you don't get another everyday player, Mike, or some depth to add. But, like, listen, Profar's hitting, as much as he drives me crazy sometimes, looking up and down the lineup, all the guys that we were begging to hit earlier this year are finally hitting.
So, moving forward, I'd love to see this team. Like, I'm not going to rail and rant about it. Well, maybe they will surprise me and they will spend some more money, because that's the only way you fix this. You need to go get starting pitching. With all due respect to the plucky Nick Allen, I would like to see a big-time shortstop, you know, that can actually hit for power.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they don't come cheap. I know the Braves have got many prospects, and maybe that will be the end game and the long game, that they feel they've got that guy, but they'll do a stopgap in the meantime. But the 7-8-9 has become a black hole at times, and it was such a strong suit, Carl, for so many years on this team. But I would love to see this team spend money on quality starting pitching, because, as we've said, you just don't know what you're getting. You just don't know what you've got. It's a guess. Yes, you love what you see with Hurston Waldrop, but Hurston Waldrop has never pitched 200 innings before. So there'll be a limit on him next year. You know, Schwellenbach, there'll be a limit on him off the injury. You don't know if Holmes might not even pitch. We are presuming, to your point, that yes, they will fix the things that, you know,
Strider.
CJ was saying about, I was talking about his, the blog the other day from CJ about Strider's getting that slider fixed. Do you really count on Lopez, Ronaldo Lopez, at this stage?
Who?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't want to have to do it with, like, you're basically, you know, baling wire and Band-Aids, you know, and scotch tape to put together your starting five to start next season.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you were the general manager, AA, and I told you to write down the pitchers you trust on one side of the board and write down the pitchers you don't on the other side of the board, the other side of the board is full. And you're not getting to a World Series that way. 404-726-0929. Just mentioning the Braves. They finish up this series with the White Sox. And then they get a day off. And then, Mike, it's Mets and Braves. Here come the Mets.
Now, there are still some Braves fans out there who feel the Braves were not going to lose any more games.
What?
And could sweep the Mets and could certainly get in contention in the wild card. Well, that's barrel or the glass half full.
Well, look.
I mean, the odds are long, but there are people out there that feel that way.
Okay, so they're 10.5 out of the wild card. And even if you sweep the Mets, I mean, you need so much help, guys.
Well, that's just it. It's other teams have to lose that are also battling for those wild cards.
This is why.
That are ahead of you.
Yeah, but this is why every year, and I'm sure I'll do it again in April, that those games matter. When you talk about April and May, and you're like, oh, we got up to a slow start, it doesn't matter. It's hard to catch up at the end, even if you're playing at a high clip like the Braves are right now. So, yeah, look, Mike, I don't buy that.
Right. If you don't go 0-7, you're 64-69.
That's the difference.
You started the season with a 7-game win streak.
That's the difference.
I know it's rudimentary, but you get the idea. Cubbies, Padres, the Mets can still blow this. That's certainly in their realm.
Oh, and I hope they do. I mean, honestly, I really do.
Look, but the Reds and the Cardinals, I don't think the Cardinals have the minerals, but the Reds are interested. The Reds might be a team this year if they leapfrog the Mets.
There are a lot of teams that could play spoiler in this, including us. And that's what I want to do. That's why I want to beat the Mets. It'd be great to sweep them and play a little bit of spoiler and put some more pressure on them to have to win. But look, the Brewers are the hottest team and have been in baseball. The Phillies are really good, and the Dodgers. All three of those teams are going to be there. Either the Cubs, Padres, or Mets, and I don't count on the Mets being the wild card in that wild card mix. Mike's right. So I don't see that, man. 10.5 out. If we were 5 with a month to play, maybe.
Right.
But now even if you're winning every series, you still need so much help around the league.
And then the other thing, as we said, you're scoring runs, that's great, but you're giving up like 24 runs to the frigging White Sox.
Well, that's the other part. The
White Sox are a bad baseball team. They're horrible. Okay, they're worse than us. And, you know, that's where the pitching is right now. Because, look, I like Wentz. That's been a nice story. You're cobbling together as best Alex can do off the waiver wire and trades for, you know, bunch of nobodies to try to, you know, just have a starting five. But hard to imagine that if you even went on some galactically crazy probability of the odds ever happening to win, you still got to run with that pitching staff.
All right, man. Plenty more to get to here on the show. We will get you caught up again on the latest. There's no news right now in regards to the Falcons. If you're saying Dukes and Bell, why should there be news? Caleb McGarry went down today, and we are awaiting word on what this is going to look like. Is it a sprain? Hope so. Is it nothing? Hope so, but it could be something significant. And, Mike, if it is, now you're talking about him missing significant time.
Yeah, if Caleb McGarry has a knee problem and the MRI, again, we don't know when they're going to give us the results on the MRI, you know, maybe Friday, you know, weekend, who knows. But if Caleb McGarry can't play this season or for a long part of the season, Storm Norton's the next guy. A problem there is he missed a bunch of practice. They never told us what it was, and then we find out that he's had ankle surgery.
Ankle. Yep.
Storm Norton is out 6 to 8 weeks. So then you get into the backups. A couple of guys are asking us, a number of guys on the text line and on Twitter, saying, well, Matthew Bergeron was a tackle at Syracuse. He's rough and tumble. He's got the attitude. But then we get back to, who do you plug in? Can Elijah Wilkinson plug in at the left guard position? Are you willing? And would Dwayne Ledford, our offensive line coach, be willing to throw that kind of thing into the mix this late in the game?
I don't know.
You do have 2.5 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and here's the other deal. Are you willing to risk your offensive line being weaker in one area to attempt to make another area stronger? Don't take away from your strength. You know what our strength is right now? Nuzel at center, Bergeron at guard,
right.
Lindstrom at guard. People are not pushing us around up the middle and getting pressure in the face of Michael Penix.
Right.
You got to be careful about switching guys off like that to say, hey, this is going to help us over here when you become all of a sudden weaker in the middle.
Look, I love Bergeron. If anybody could do it, he could. But everything Carl just said, and Newsle, remember, guys, in his first year as a starter, maybe having a piece not as good next to him on the left, that's dangerous.
All right, man, we got plenty more to talk about. Georgia lands 11 on the preseason All-SEC teams. We're going to tell you about that coming up in less than 30 minutes. Stay right there. It's Duke.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Bell. Interesting to see all the response in regard to the Caleb McGarry news. Some people freaking out. Mike's freaking people out. And then
I'm just keeping it real.
And then other people saying, all right, man, we're going to be able to get past this. We'll be all right. He's not going to be down for a long time. Look, there's nothing wrong with being optimistic. But look, the Storm Norton news, to Mike's point, 6 to 8 weeks, that's a long time. I mean, that's a long time. And by the way, it's not as if he comes off of that and immediately starts the next week.
Right.
Okay. You're talking about an ankle and rehab and all of it. Guys, I got to tell you, I don't know if we'll see Storm Norton this season. I mean, I don't know, Mike. If we do, what is it, week 15?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, in a perfect, you know, that would be about in time for the Germany game. You know, if 6 to 8 weeks is accurate, as reported by Adam Schefter. And it's funny because a guy hit us up and he had the Batman, like, sign in the sky. And he had Storm Norton. He goes, I love a redemption story. And I said, like, man, I go, maybe you didn't see. He's had ankle surgery.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what? So, yeah, so you got your best tackle on the right side is now potentially injured, waiting for the MRI for Caleb McGarry. And the guy that did a really good job filling in once for Jake and a couple times for Caleb, and it's Storm Norton. He's not available. It's to Carl's point. So you got to go find more right tackles, because I'm sorry if you feel I'm being a bit extreme, but I didn't see a lot of elite offensive line play on the second team. Right?
No, you didn't.
In any of these preseason games or at camp, for that matter.
It was something we paid close attention to, and we have been all throughout camp, because it's been one of the concerns is, okay, O-line first team is great. What happens if? And that's why we've been watching as closely as we have. More on this to get to. Day-Day, what's going on, man? What's going on today?
Oh, man, happy Wednesday, hump day. Not so, so happy with the way we had to kick off the show. But to you guys' points, I think the team would be all right. But we're going to get to something on that in a minute. First off, I want to say, guys, all my youngins out there, it's very important that you pay attention to detail. Because I'm officially unk now, just so y'all know, in the circles of the utes.
Okay.
I'm officially unk.
The utes.
So unk Day-Day had a situation. So last month, I took the car in, my wife's old Atlas, took it in for an oil change. You know how they do when they do your service.
So that's a Volkswagen?
They give you, give you your, you know, your list of, hey, here's some suggestions of things that you need to take care of. And it wasn't like a long list, but there was a few things on there, and they were like, oh, you know, maybe change out this filter, brakes, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at some of the costs and kind of just glazing over like, okay, I'll probably take care of this first, this next. So I see brakes, and I was like, well, brakes is important. I'll get that done. I just see the cost. It's, you know, $800. All right, cool, right?
Yeah.
So scheduled my appointment, took the car up there this morning. They take it in, they bring it on back, and they're like, all right, well, you're all ready to go, and your rear brakes are good to go, and that'll be $800. And I'm like, $800? I thought that was for front and rear. Oh, no, sir. That was just for your rear.
Oh.
So I say all that to say, as I go back and look at the original, you know, sheet, sure enough, it did say just rear. So all my utes out there, it's very important that you pay attention to the small details.
Yes, that's true. Because, that is very good. Buyer beware.
Yeah, and I do want to give a shout out to Ivy, the young lady that was helping me, because she helped me. Okay. She kept me from jumping off the rail about the cost of.
Oh yeah. Look. You can. It can cost you a grip. There's no doubt. Look, I'm surprised you didn't go, hey, put my old brakes back on.
Right.
Take those new brakes off, and we'll be good.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah, but again, take care of my bill.
You're driving a premium vehicle.
That's true.
According to the AI on the computer here, pads and rotors for all four can go anywhere from $600 to $1,200, depending on the make and model.
Oh, yeah. So just wanted to throw that out there. All right, let's get to some sports.
Don't have a performance vehicle. It's even more.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's why I drive the American supercar, Carl. When I get my oil change, it's not like a Ferrari. It's basically $130 for an oil change.
Well, that's the difference. It's never the cost of the car. It's the upkeep.
It's the upkeep.
Now, again, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, it is of all the cars that are out there that you can drive that go really fast, it's basically pretty easy to fix. That's like why the Acura, the NSX, was such a great ride, because all based on Honda stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you could always do everything you want. I love that car.
That's the thing, you know, today, the evolution of cars, man, they really make it hard for you to take care of a lot of the stuff that you used to could take care of back in the day. So, all right, I don't know if you guys saw this story. I saw it over the weekend. I kind of got a chuckle out of it, but here we go. Last week, a local high school hosted a pep rally as they were getting ready for their Friday football game, in which they did a mock funeral for their rival opponent that they played later that night.
All right.
Now it appears that some local community folks are upset and believe that the school took things too far.
Here we go.
In fake, you know, celebrating the fake death of a football team.
Burying that team. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Now, immediately I thought to myself, well, clearly they've never gone up to Clemson, because Clemson, if you go over by one of their indoor practice facility, they literally have a fake graveyard with fake tombstones of some of the different opponents that they've had.
Georgia has it, and Florida State has the Sod Cemetery. A lot of schools have it.
Yeah, but I will say they did do a full-on casket in the middle of the gym.
What?
People walking up to the casket, fake crying. I thought it was funny.
Wow.
I got a chuckle, but people think
there wasn't a body in the casket, was there?
If you're, it'd be kind of funny. Now, if you don't have the. Because obviously it defeats the purpose if you're going to have a guy do like the Undertaker and rise up and trying to bury the competition. But no, I mean, I think, where would people who get upset about everything get upset? School shooting, school violence, inferring young people. But again, it's your rival. It's football. You're talking about burying a football opponent. But again, those people that get easily upset will be easily upset, as always.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this.
I know, right?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm all for having spirit and getting people fired up and getting, you know, like you only play these rivalry games once a year, right? I mean, especially in high school. It's not like you play, unless you see them in the playoffs, it's very rare. But I like the idea. That's something different and fresh. And like, from the standpoint of, like, you're not going to see that every week. They're not going to do that every week.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I don't. Mike, you got a problem with this?
You know, like, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I could care less.
I don't have a problem
with this. I mean, everybody's offended. I mean, like, I get the angle. I would imagine that would get people upset violence in schools, gun violence, things that happened in today's world. So you're talking about the death of another school. I mean, well, it's metaphoric about murdering, burying the football team you're going to play. We said and did 10 times worse for our rivals in high school when I was a kid. So I'm the wrong guy to
ask.
Well,
I will say, because guys that are listening that are familiar, listeners, I should say, that are listening right now that may be familiar with the story, they will probably hit you on the text line and say, well, just so y'all know, there were some fights at the game later that night. Right. But, I mean, let's be honest. Had they not done this, there probably still would have been some fights,
right? Of
course.
Right? It's the rivalry game. So, yes. You show up. You're flaunting. You're pounding your chest. We're better than you. I mean, that stuff happens. Yeah. As long as everybody gets to go home, I have no problems with it, meaning don't be silly and shoot. Right. But with that said, man, I am mixed on this. I don't have a fundamental problem with it. I wish there was more of this kind of creativity to create interest in these games and stuff like that. But
Without the extra.
Understand the pushback, as Mike said. I get it. All right, fine.
All right, let's move along. So, listen, I'll be honest with you. This Caleb McGarry situation doesn't necessarily have me worried, but it has me thinking. More so on the Storm Norton end of things.
I'm thinking I'm worried.
So listen, hear me out. We didn't really know much, to Mike's point, about what was going on with Storm Norton. Does his situation, if it comes back, if we get official word from the Falcons, does it raise concern with you in regards to if they've been all up front with us in regards to Darnell Mooney?
Well, I guess Mike won't rise up next season. He'll hashtag settle down. No, every team has their way of handling things. The bunker mentality, a Carl, that Bill Belichick started years ago, is kind of it permeates all of sports and college as well. But to me, I don't know. I've covered the Falcons since 98. Dan Reeves, there was an injury, they tell you there was an injury. Somebody got hurt today, here's what happened. You know, Jim Mora was a little bit kind of bunker mentality. Quinn kind of did that too. Smitty would tell you what's what. You know, I mean, it varies from coach to coach. I just don't think they're ever forthcoming with the injury information. Everything is drips and drabs. They never tell you what's what. So, you know, we don't know what's up with Darnell Mooney. The only thing we got is Penix Jr. kind of let it slip, Carl, about his recovery, you know? And then we find out, conversely, that Troy Anderson may be dressed for week one. He hasn't even practiced yet, you know? So I don't know. I wish they were more forthcoming so we could give the audience a true picture of what's going on with the football team. That's not their prerogative.
I do think there is an element to this of making sure teams don't have the upper hand. Now, I know it's preseason. It's early in the season. Like, we're not playing next week, right? We're not playing on Thursday night. I don't know if you're giving up anything as far as preparation, because we're still weeks away. By the way, I don't even know what adjustments they're going to make with the offensive line and how that changes things between now and the start of the season with Tampa. But that's why. I'm not saying I like it, but that's probably why they are cautious about this. And the Falcons aren't the only one. Obviously, we're here, but I've covered other teams. All these teams do it differently, Mike's right, and some of them are more cautious than others. Some will even tell you there is no injury and lie about it, like, completely. And so I'm frustrated with Mike about that, because, look, the Storm Norton thing was one thing. Darnell Mooney, still up in the air. Troy Anderson, this stuff that Coach was talking about today, I'm like, raw, how? Is he Superman behind the scenes that we're not seeing, and all of a sudden he's ready to play? So some of this makes sense, some of it doesn't. But to answer your question, Day-Day, I just feel like they haven't been completely honest, but I think the reasoning is because – they want to make sure that through camp, you're trying to give a fair assessment of everybody, and you don't want somebody to feel like they have an edge when a guy is injured. Teammates know, though. They know when a guy's not out there and he's not playing, and they see him in the rehab and the trainers and all that stuff. But I think that's part of this. And because if you were to tell us Storm Norton wasn't available 4 weeks ago, it would have changed both of our whole perspectives on this offensive line.
Right. Mm.
But they didn't do that.
All right. Last one I got for you. Taylor Swift, guys. She is going to prove just how big she is. And I'm going to tell you why. So, you know, she recently announced that her new album is going to drop in October, Life of a Showgirl. But did you know she's going to also release the album on cassette tape?
What? Who's got a cassette tape?
All right, time out. No. The hipsters love the vinyl debate. Oh, it sounds so much better on vinyl. No, it doesn't. It's the stupidest friggin' debate. It's fun to listen to things. You're telling me cassette?
Cassette
tape. Who the hell's going to have a cassette? Well, I mean, just for fun?
Lo and behold, in 2023, 436,400 cassettes.
Oh, it's coming back
were
now.
Sold in the United States.
It's coming back. The double cassette is coming back now.
It's coming back, and I guarantee she will probably quadruple that number.
You know what I heard, Carl? I've got a store over at Little Five Points. I've heard, you know, there's nothing better. People can mock me if you want to, but the way the 8-track worked, the way a song would fade out in the middle of it and then fade back up on the 8-track, I thought that was enjoyable. I always said, listening to an 8-track, you get to pause and really take in the song, and it picks up where it leaves off. The music goes down, comes back up. What in the hell? Cassette tapes? Are you kidding
man,
me?
But just think about it. She's going to be
too
about
cute.
It. All the viewers that they got on the New Heights podcast because of her.
36 the views are 39 million views, I think.
Right. So you can't tell me that she's going to super surpass 436,000 cassette tapes.
Look, I don't know this because I used to have all of this stuff. And I probably am a guy that should own a cassette tape because I still have old cassette. Some of my parents. Like, I was like, I don't know what's on that. I want to keep it. I have no idea what's on it because I haven't heard what the hell is on it. How much does a cassette player cost now?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Carl. Right now, I'm looking at BrandsMart, the Supersonic SC2121BT with dual cassette going for $149.99.
Well, that's not bad.
$150. Then you have to connect it to something to play it through. They don't play themselves.
No, this is a boombox.
Oh, it's a boombox.
It's basically...
No. I'm talking about that double cassette that you connect to a receiver that then goes out of your speakers.
Oh, yeah, the stereo. No.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a boombox.
Yeah, I still have a boombox with cassette tapes. But it's got the CD. Yes. Well, it's one of the later, the early 2000s when CDs were...
I can't even remember the last time I tried to play a cassette tape.
My father still has an 8-track.
Does it work?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, hey, by the way, this supersonic Bluetooth audio system with top-loading MP3 CD player and dual cassette recorder is available for $149.99.
Okay. All right.
It has Bluetooth technology on it as well.
So you can do stuff on your phone if you wanted to. Yeah, that's the new stuff. They're reminiscing
isn't
the boomboxes.
Sacrilegious, though, using Bluetooth to play cassettes?
It is.
Yeah. It's not the fun, though. When you're a kid, imagine having that.
But you know what? Now
play Megadeth.
She's going to increase the sales of these types of devices because of the fact that people are going to want to say they own a Taylor Swift.
Okay,
cassette.
So now you're telling this is going
to
be a thing.
She's about to prove how big she is. Watch.
I don't believe it. I don't think this is going to be a thing. This is a great idea. Mike,
sell the damn records, Taylor.
People are going to pay an extra $150 plus whatever just to play it that way.
I just can't believe these things are still being sold. Meanwhile, at Best Buy, the Studebaker SB2140 portable stereo boombox. It's known as a Studebaker. It's a boombox with Bluetooth CD, AM, FM radio cassette recorder.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can record from the radio.
All right, guys.
For $199.99.
That's what's on my mind $200 guys.
I'm lost on this. Day-Day, you've taken me somewhere I shouldn't have
She's
gone
She's going to do it, bro.
I can't believe that.
Were you the boombox man in your crew? I was. I carried the boombox.
Nobody had a bigger boombox than me. We took it everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
We took it to the
size
beach.
Size matters, huh, Carl?
Size matters.
Back when I was a kid on the Mongoose, but it wouldn't even fit we had the milk carton on the front of the bike. It would have to go vertical.
I could find, because you can't find them anymore. I wish I could find that boombox. It was a JV. I'm not lying to you. It was a JVC. It took two hands to carry it. I looked like LL Cool J's, back dude.
So you were Radio Raheem.
It was incredible. Yeah, but we took it everywhere.
Team.
We played ball. Everywhere we went.
Turn that music down.
But, man, I can't believe it. Cassette tape? Y'all realize they wear out.
Yes, I believe that Taylor's group has probably bought into the cassette production business.
will
probably make more billions of dollars.
You're probably right about that. Hey, man, coming up, we got some dog information for you, including 11 laying on the preseason All-SEC teams and an interview with the guy, Bob Herrick, that we love to talk to because the Tour Championship starts tomorrow. Mike and I will be there Thursday and Friday. Tito's Steel Tent, come by and see us. We'd love to get a chance to chop it up with you guys right there by the merch tent, guys, on the grounds of East Lake. It's going to be great, but Bob Herrick's on the way in the 4 o'clock hour, too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.